praise the Lord tonight and express our thanks to the Lord. So Jeff Gleckler on lead vocals. We have Mrs. Laura Lay on the keyboard and vocals. And this is it. We are blessed to have a young bassist who I asked her. I said, "Now you play. I understand, Haley. You play for the Crestview Jazz Band." I said, "Now what do they call the jazz band?" And she said, "The jazz band." But I know Karen and others have enjoyed her there. But tonight we really get to highlight the program and feature her for the first time here at the Main and Sycamore campus. She plays raise a cheer. She plays every Sunday. Every Sunday, I told her grandmother, she tirelessly serves the Lord every Sunday at the 1111 campus. And I see a lot of my 1111 campus folks are here tonight, so they get to hear her. But what a privilege it is to showcase her tonight on this Thanksgiving evening praise and prayer service. This is our third annual. I want to thank you for turning out. We're going to have some music, and then in a little bit, we're going to have a time in which you literally get to give your thanksgiving to the Lord. It's a voluntary basis, but anybody who wants to share, I've got the wireless mic here. I got the sound man up there, and I do have a reading. I want to thank Brother Warren Reed. I have a beautiful reading here. I'm looking forward to this. Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation. How about that, folks? So thanks to Brother Warren Reed. But you too will get a chance to share. But how about we all share together at this time with the call to worship? Give thanks to God.
For God's creation is amazing.
The sun warms our day.
The moon lights our nighttime way.
The earth is filled with bounty.
Cornucopia of plenty.
Give thanks to God.
For God's love is everlasting.
A constant source of comfort.
A companion in hard times.
God is my strength and song.
So my heart is filled with praise.
Take time to be holy. Speak off with the Lord. Abide in Him always. Of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing His blessing to see. Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like Him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct His likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Let Him be thy guide, and run not before Him, whatever betide. In joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord, and looking to Jesus, still trust in His word. To be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath His control. Thus led by His Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above. Thou soon shall be fitted for service above.
Praise be to God. Take this opportunity, welcome one another. Welcome one another through the passing of the peace. Praise the Lord. Wonderful to be here.
I always say good morning, but it's good evening.
Good evening.
It's a church habit. Good morning.
Sunday before Thanksgiving, as we're preparing, this actually also happens to be. And by the way, when this service is over, you don't need to help Crossroads. We know where everything goes. But if anyone can stay for a little bit after the service, we really can use some strong arms to help preparing for bringing up the Christmas tree and some of the other symbols. We're obviously preparing for Advent, which is next Sunday. This, in Christendom, is known as the Reign of Christ Sunday, also called Christ the King. And it just so happens, this is one of the hymns, one of the choruses recommended for the Reign of Christ, for Christ the King Sunday.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Put your hands together.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King.
Going to see it.
No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Going to see Him.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
And that is the promise. That is the promise of Christ the King. Brother Warren Reed, would you lift up a Thanksgiving prayer for us?
Thank you.
thankful for the harvest season that's basically complete. We thank you for that, the bounty. We thank you for the health that we enjoy. And then we think of others who are struggling with health perhaps tonight. And we lift them up. We lift up the needs that they have. We pray for the caregivers that are there. And there again, we have something to be thankful for. Thankful for those in the health care professions, the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, the labs, all those that make possible the improvement of people's health. And it's in all these things we ask in the name of our living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Reed. Thank you. Beautiful, a beautiful prayer of thanksgiving. I'm going to get ready to go to the next number here that we have in the bulletin. You see, and again, Warren, this is our young people that gave us this. We've inherited this from the children. Lord, lift your name on high. And you know what, Pat? When we're talking about praise hymns, you don't get much more praise, do you? Then, Lord, will lift your name on high. And it covers it all. I mean, it covers the mystery of the incarnation. It covers the passion of the Christ, his great and profound, unfathomable love on the cross of Calvary. And, of course, the resurrection and the promise of the victory in Jesus. So, once again, this is a praise number. We invite you, go ahead and put your hands together and join us in this beautiful, beautiful chorus. Thanksgiving from the depths of our being, a song of thanks arises, and we pour out our praise for all of God's gifts.
Bread to power our bodies,
beauty to quicken our pulse,
hope to enlarge our vision,
love to link our lives,
laughter to soften our wounds,
passion to shape our maybes,
community to face our fears.
And for this awesome moment to become filled with joy and touched by grace. Praise the Lord. We're going to lift up now. This was one I've told the 1111 many times. Brian Stewart would do this. Ann, Jerry, Brian would do this so many times. And I didn't realize that he opened for these guys. How many of you remember the Andy Griffith Show? Mayberry and all that. I'm going to get some help here from the guy that knows. This is Mr. Showbiz. He knows all the actors and the actresses. So I get ready, Jeff. I'm going to lean on you here. I need your help. There was a musical group, a family called the Darlins. I got that right. Okay, the Darlins. Just on a show, by the way. They were called the Darlins on the show. You're going to love this. The Darlins. Now, Dad was the actor.
Denver Pyle.
Thank you, Mr. Gleckler. And of course, we enjoyed seeing him as a character actor right over the years. And then, of course, the young daughter, the girl, Charlene. Remember all the comedy shows about Charlene and Cindy? I forget who was the pursuiter. Remember he would sing those songs to Charlene? Well, they were the Darlins. And of course, there's one classic scene where Denver Pyle, the dad is telling Andy. And here you see the Darlins. You probably can picture the show. I mean, you talk about no emotion, you know, no sign, hardly a sign of life. I mean, they're just like this. And he says to Andy Griffith, Andy, pointing to the family, Andy, they's all keyed up. Well, they were great actors, but the irony of it was the Darlins, the real band, were the Dillards. The Dillards. And for years, Brian did this wonderful chorus called Somebody Touched Me. And it wasn't until Laura pointed it out that her girlfriend had gone to one of the reunions of the Andy Griffith Show, brought back the album of the Dillards. The Dillards wrote Somebody Touched Me. And Brian opened for the Dillards. Now, there's just one more thing I want to give thanks to God. When Brian was declining more and more into dementia, slipping further and further away, more and more he could not audibly make response. And I would go down there, and of course, you know, that it's bittersweet. It's sweet because they're still here. Praise the Lord, they're still here. But it's tough, you know, when somebody that you worked with so many times can no longer make response. So at any rate, I mentioned to him, Pat, I didn't think he could hear me. I said, you know, buddy, I said, I got a CD that you really would love, Brian. Of course, again, no reaction, no response. It's the Dillards. And I saw that they wrote Somebody Touched Me. And I'm not making this up. He started singing Somebody Touched Me. That was just beautiful, Reefa. So, you know, we have the victory in Jesus. We are not destroyed by death. Death no longer lays claim to us. We have the victory of Jesus. Brian lives. He trusted. He put his entire faith and trust in the Savior. That trust has not been betrayed. So who knows? Perhaps this very night, the cloud of witnesses that encompasses us, maybe Brian's joined with us. You ready, Jeff?
Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
Take it, Jeff.
While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me.
Everybody now.
Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me.
somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
While I was kneeling, somebody touched me. While I was kneeling, somebody touched me. While I was kneeling, somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
Everybody.
Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
One more time, children.
Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to shut this down for a little bit because we want to turn to the Word. And then I've got the special, I got a special reading. And then we're going to turn it over to you folks. I'm thankful tonight that I'm getting over my cold. You see me sweating? I'm right as rain again. Dick, I couldn't believe that I was chilling. You know, I happened to be trying to get over that lousy cold when that Arctic air came down, and Laura couldn't believe that I was getting chilled. But I thank the Lord tonight. It's just great. It's great to be with Haley and Jeff and Laura. Great to be with all of you. Thanks again, Randy. Thank you, brother. The scripture, by the way, this is a suggested lectionary reading for Thanksgiving Day. So if you, with your family around the table at some point, if you want to lift this up again at home, it's Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19 is a very memorable passage. You're going to recall this. And so we lift it up tonight as a prelude to Thanksgiving. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet, and he thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Get up, go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. An unknown author, the commentary that I was turning to, Brother Reed, the commentary had this writing by an unknown author, and I'm going to lift this up, and then I want to turn to Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving proclamation. But this helps to prime the pump, if you will, for tonight, when we turn to you here in just a moment, where you get a chance again to chronicle your life, the blessings, the thanksgivings that you wish to lift up to the Lord God in this house of prayer tonight. And here we go. "Even though I clutch my blanket and growl when the alarm rings, thank you, Lord, that I can hear, for there are many who are deaf. Even though I keep my eyes closed against the morning light as long as possible, thank you, Lord, that I can see, for many are blind. Even though I huddle in my bed and put off rising, thank you, Lord, that I have the strength to rise, for there are many who are bedridden. Even though the first hour of my day is hectic, when socks are lost, toast is burned, tempers are short, my children are so loud, thank you, Lord, for my family, for there are many who are alone. Even though our breakfast table never looks like the pictures in magazines and the menu is at times unbalanced, thank you, Lord, for the food we have, for there are so many who are hungry. Even though the routine of my job is often monotonous, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to work, for there are many who have no job. Even though I grumble and bemoan my fate from day to day and wish my circumstances were not so modest, nevertheless, thank you, Lord, for life. Amen. That last one, I couldn't help but, we were talking about the children's sermon this morning. I couldn't help but think of, it's Parker and Mason. I think it was Mason when we're saying, what are you thankful for? And he said, me. And of course, the cute thing was Laura was just like me. I couldn't quite make it out, Dick. Laura said she thought he was saying meat. And I was having trouble, Cora. It was precious. And so I asked him to repeat it, and he did say what we were thinking he was saying initially. He said, thank the Lord for me, for life. And I said, man, out of the miles of babes, huh? What a blessing it was to be with the children this morning. We learned so much from them. Now, I want to thank Brother Reed, and plus I want to thank, and I see this at the heading here, you know, we're a Gideon church here, and this is the Van Wert camp of Gideon's International, and Brother Reed, I'm going to do the best I can here. Let me see if I can get through this. I don't have my glasses on, but I think I'm going to be fine. I think I'm going to be fine with this light. I don't think it's so much my eyes as it is my brain. So let's try. Just bear with me here because I really want to lift this up. This is a privilege. Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation. It is the duty of nations as well as of men to owe their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subject to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that awful calamity of civil war that now desolates the land. May be a punishment inflicted indeed upon our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which has preserved us in peace, and multiplied it, enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart, one voice, by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States that those who are at sea, those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Signed, Abraham Lincoln, October the 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 1863. Brother Warren Reed, thank you for that. I think that deserves a cheer right there. I've got to tell you, brother, I don't remember reading that. So I thank you, Brother Reed. Now, I'm going to come back here. Of course, I remember Phil Donahue, but if I were to say that to my youth, they'd say, Phil who? So I got the mic tonight. Little Mahaley had the mic this morning. This is your opportunity. I want to tell you, each year, we've had this twice. This is our third. And I go home so blessed because I got to hear your testimonies. I got to hear you list your blessings. So this is your opportunity. Any Thanksgivings you want to lift up, just raise your hand. I will bring you the microphone. It's strictly voluntary. Did it scare you all? Is it? All right, good. Here we go. I ate a little too much, Haley. No, you're fine, honey. You're fine.
Before me, and I just thank God for their strength, and they give me strength, and that's my Thanksgiving.
Family, I'm so thrilled. My family, take a look at the family here, huh? You recognize them? What do you think of this young lady, huh? Hey, yeah, raise the cheer. Now, this is my last privilege. This year's my last privilege to get to be part of the worship bands here. But you know what? Here she is. Here she is with this talent. And I know she's going off to college, but she's already said not to put pressure on her when she can. She's coming back to serve. So she's going to come to serve with this musical instrument. And what a blessing. We thank the Lord for Haley, for our youth. Any other Thanksgivings? Family, our youth, other Thanksgivings? Thank you, Brother Rick.
I don't usually do this, but...
Thank you, Brother.
Thanks for Cindy and Lord, what he's given us and what he's helped us through. We're just thankful for that. You got to stop and really think. You'd be thankful for a lot of things because I'm just afraid there's a lot of things we took for granted are kind of slipping away. But I'm thankful we can still come to church without worrying.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that, Brother Rick. Thank you. Beautiful Thanksgiving. Beautiful Thanksgiving. Yeah, you know, when we saw the rabbis, I told you this morning I was thinking of Rabbi Friedland. See, Rabbi Friedland already lost most of his family at one of the concentration camps with Hitler and the SS men. So I thought of Eric when I heard that those poor rabbis were viciously attacked and murdered with their prayer shawls on. They were praying. So, Brother Rick, indeed, we're more sensitive to the blessing that we have here in the United States. Yes, brother, great to have you home.
Well, it's nice to come home, and I don't get home very often, but it's nice to come home and spend time with my mom and dad, of course, and see them and be with them and share time with them. See my aunt here, too. I enjoy seeing her every time I can come home and spend time with her and just... Later this week, we'll be with the rest of the family and enjoying really good times and good food.
God bless you. God Listen, I want to tell you, your daddy is my hero. He's my hero. Wonderful. And family, again, the echoes of family. Thank the Lord for visions. In any other things. By the way, did anyone hear the news? I was so busy. I didn't get to follow up on the Buffalo, New York stories with the snow. But again, take someone like Dick or Kevin Weissman or these guys with the mathematical, brains, because they talked about the weight. I forget the weight of a cubic foot of snow. But in my lifetime, I've never even thought about the weight of snow on your roof. And then there was the concern, I don't know what happened, when the rain was coming. They were talking about that would really compound the weight. And did anybody hear any follow-ups on that, on our brothers and sisters there? Were there many more roofs that caved in? Did you, anyone here catch that news, the follow-up on it? Did you catch more of it, Reefa?
Yes, they did. I saw it this evening, and they did.
So some more did cave in. Here's Dick and his mission team. I mean, they do that kind of work all the time, the restoration projects. When everybody, I loved his testimony that what they're a part, by the way, in case you want to, and Dick, give them the date, the basic date on when you guys are going to go.
February 21st. We'll return on March 1st.
Thank you, brother. Dick and his team, I saw Judge Kim. I saw him today. But, initially, there's a lot of excitement and therefore reactions and a quick response to these sites. But then after a while, a lot of people just kind of slip through the cracks. And that's where Dick Miller and these teams come in, and they go and tirelessly restore roofs, restore walls, whatever you need to do, huh, buddy? I mean, you're on the job. So I thank the Lord for Dick and fellow missionaries, the men and women who join him and do that kind of restoration, that mission work. I thank the Lord for that spirit, those talents being used. Any other Thanksgivings? Yes, Pat. Well, now, you know what? Now, come on. I do too. But here you go. Look, here, sister, I want you to use the mic. That way, because I told Randy, sometimes I'm getting so when I turn like that, I don't hear so well. So go right here.
Greg mentioned this would be his last year here for Thanksgiving, and I really hate to see that day come, and he knows that. But I am thankful for this service tonight and for the band always. We just love the 11-11, and I wish more people would have come out tonight and enjoyed the service. Thanks.
Sister, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And I know the band appreciates that. Really, really great. And I have to explain. Forgive me. Fred's like a son to me. Fred is the drummer. A lot of you folks didn't get to see our drummer tonight. He's like a son to me, and I'm like a forgetful father, apparently, because he was all loaded up. He was going to bring the drums and set it up tonight. And then Laura whispered to me, says, he's bad off. He has crippling arthritis. I have the old osteoarthritis. I earn mine the old-fashioned way. I'm just getting old. But Fred has really struggled. He's quite a story. He went through, hip replacement? And he's one of our great stories of resurrection here. Wesley always taught that the resurrection is not just a power or an event that waits beyond the grave, that when God comes to us in our time of need, and there again, like restoration, rebuilds us in spirit, though the body may be failing, to rebuild that spirit and empower us, and we find new life. We rise again to new life. That's the resurrection glory. That's the resurrection power. So Fred is a resurrection story. But he does, sometimes that old arthritis really becomes inflamed, and it did today. And he was still going to try to come. And then when Laura and I were bringing the last of the equipment from the 11-11, Pat, that's when Laura says, sweetheart, you should have seen his wrist. It's really swelled down. So I gave him a phone call. I said, son, not tonight. Not tonight. Now, you know what, Brother Reed? Maybe after Easter. I told Haley this. Pat, maybe after Easter, Now, I don't want to put him on the spot. That's pretty dirty. That's how I got Crossroads Band formed anyway. Jeff was up in the balcony, right? And I just started calling out the names. But this is a poet laureate here. We got some poet laureates. We got Mr. Warren Reed. We got Mr. Richard Miller, also a poet laureate. We're blessed in this church with talent. And one of the things that the brother Warren has done with us in the past is we give him a list of songs, and then he goes to scripture, he goes to the word, he prays, he meditates, and he puts together this poetic work of the word, and he comes and he shares that while we do songs. Maybe sometime after Easter, maybe we'll see, we'll wait and see, we'll pray. And Brother Reed, if you feel up to it, maybe we'll do that here. Would you like to have that as a 9:30 worship service again, one more time? Would you all like that? We'll pray for it. We'll see what'll happen. Any other Thanksgivings? This has been a beautiful night. It is a simple Vesper service.
Well, Greg kind of alluded this morning about our family coming in. We come from very different families. My family was very quiet, and we weren't very loud. Well, his family is the opposite.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
He's probably the quietest of his family.
Does that scare you?
And I'm the loudest of my family, so we kind of melt together. But they were coming for they called and said, "Can we come to Thanksgiving at your house?" And then they started calling, "Can we come and can we come Wednesday night and spend the night?" And then they get to talking amongst each other. Then before you know it, they're all coming and staying Wednesday night. And now they're calling, "Can we stay Thursday night too?" So, and they're so much fun, and they're pretty loud though. We got kicked out of Cupies once for being too loud. They asked us to please hold it down a little bit, and so we did. You know how that is. Even when you're a kid, you get called out, and for a little bit, you're good, and then it starts to escalate again. And they came and said, "If you're finished eating, we'd appreciate it if you leave." That was a great day.
No, so anyway, that's my family.
But they took it as a badge of honor. I think they were kind of proud of it a little bit. So anyways, they're all coming in. So we're going to have a great time. And the kids love it when they come. So, well, if you hear anything, it's just the lace. But I'm really thankful for my married family as much as my home family.
Thank you, honey. And Lord, and I thank the Lord for the love of my life. Yes, my wife, who puts up with me, by the way. But we tease about my younger sister, my little sister. I still call her little sister. Can any of you relate to that? This old guy still calls her little sister. But I said, Yvonne has two dynamics, loud and silence. Nothing in between. But when they all decided to, because we're crazy. I mean, we got a sense of humor. We all do. I mean, I got a mirror. Okay. So at any rate, when they were talking about how many days they were going to say, I got to thinking about not so much Abraham Lincoln, but Benjamin Franklin. Because remember, Benjamin Franklin said that after 3 days, fish and company smell alike. And I am playing with you. It has been a beautiful time to be with you. Are there any other sharings before we have our closing song? As I said, it's a simple Vesper service. We always tell you, we'll have you home early. But if we can get some volunteers, I mean, this tree, if you haven't seen the size of this monster tree that we're going to erect, plus there are other items that we're going to need some help. So if anyone can stay, we would greatly appreciate it. I think at this time, Randy, we're going to have the band come forward. We're going to close with a gospel tune that the band affectionately refers to as the gospel freight train. This one, you can move your feet, clap your hands, enjoy the spirit of this beautiful, beautiful gospel tune.
There's a river home far beyond the skies.
Put your hands together.
Tell me of that home far away.
That's it.
Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of a cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Well, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Well, they tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal blue sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day.
Sing it out.
Oh, the land of a cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a king in his beauty there. They tell me that my life shall be whole when he sits on the throne that is white and so in a city that is made of gold. Oh, the land of a cloudless day. Oh, the land of a cloudless sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of a day. Well, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives their sorrows away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us all now and forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, children. Thank you for coming.